This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey everyone, welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James, and today I'm talking about five ways to be a better investor. And we all want to be a better investor. We all want to invest to make money. That's the whole reason we do it. We all want to invest to beat inflation over the long term, which is probably not that hard at the moment because of the low inflation rates. And if you are on YouTube, you can search Glenn James and you can see the My Millennial Money Express episodes. If you listen to stuff on YouTube, it's different than the My Millennial Money episode. Five ways to be a better investor. Point one, you can't beat or game the system. You just got to know that. You can't outsmart Wall Street. You can't outsmart Warren Buffett himself. You just can't do it. If you can, you're in the 0.1% of the population who's a freak. And if that's you, I salute you. Welcome. Thanks for watching. If that's you, why are you watching? You just got to know the first mindset, I can't beat the system. I've just got to be an investor, which leads to point two. You're not a trader. You're not buying and selling. You're not trying to time the market. You're not saying the news the night before. It's like, oh, the ASX dropped. I'm going to put some money in tomorrow. Because you just will not win, and your energy is better spent going to earn money and invest for the long term. And what I've kind of done is with my investing, I've just decided I'm a long-term accumulator. Like that's all I'm doing. I'm just shoveling money for the long term. That's all. I'm a long-term accumulator. That's all I am. If your investment strategy is sexy, it's probably very risky, okay? My investment strategy, it's very boring. It's money once a month into the market. That's all it is. It's so bloody boring, but I'm making lots of money. And that leads me to my third point, be a systematic investor. You pick your frequency, whether it's weekly, whether it's daily, whether it's monthly, I don't care what it is. It could be that every time I get $3,000 or $2,000 or $500, whatever that amount is in your share trading account or your savings account, as soon as you get to that amount of money, then you invest, regardless of what the market's doing. So I systematically invest monthly. There's an amount that goes in to my portfolio every single month, regardless of what the market's doing, because I can't beat the market. But I know one thing, if I'm systematically investing each month over the long term, I'm just doing so well. And I'll share with you some figures here that just shows you what it's like, what can really happen if you just shovel money in and keep your mitts off the day-to-day. I think as well, like an important thing to understand is volatility as an investor, that's the norm, okay? I think over the last 20 years with the technological changes, like there's no more like in Wall Street and the floor traders, and they're flapping around going, oh, we're buying and sell, and the Wolf of Wall Street where you're calling your broker and that. It's all computer algorithms now. So you've just got to ignore the hype and know that volatility is the normal, and that's why it actually doesn't matter if the market tanks one day and is up the next day, because you're an investor, you're not a trader, all right? So I also, like, I might turn on the news, or you might turn on, you know, sometimes I look at Bloomberg and, you know, Yahoo and all that stuff and just see what people are saying. I really ignore what the pros are saying, because it actually doesn't matter, because I'm investing today for the long term. I'm a long-term accumulator. So if someone says, oh, yeah, the market, we've moved into a bear market and blah, 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 I don't care, because in 10 years' time, the Glenn of 10 years' time is thinking of the Glenn of today, because at least he put money in. So I ignore the hype. Again, I'm a long-term accumulator that systematically invests each month, regardless of what the market's doing, because I'm an investor. And people who want to get cute with trading and picking stocks, the stats show that you will not do better than someone who just shovels money in. And if you want to look, there's a survey, you can Google this. It's called Trading is Hazardous to Your Wealth. And it's a study from the University I think it's of Berkeley in California, and they actually studied day traders and somebody who's just invested systematically, and the more high frequency trading did less than what the market did. And then I want to talk to you about single stocks, because it's fun to, like, you see on the news, like, oh, this stock went up 10% or that stock. That's fun. It is sexy. It is exciting. I love it myself. But what I've done in my life is I treat single stocks, and I haven't always been a single stock investor, but I used to tell clients when I was a financial advisor, any kind of manual single stock selection that you might want to do just for fun or just for a personal interest, keep that at under 10% of your total portfolio. So if you do have a $10,000 portfolio, keep $1,000 just for your single stocks. Because the problem is, you know, everyone's, you know, loving Afterpay, how it's, you know, going to Mars and just exploded and taking off. That's awesome. And if you had money in it, you would have done very well. But what about the stocks that you don't hear of that got flushed down the toilet? So you just want to make sure that any allocation to single stocks that you have, and this is what I do, I keep to under 10% of my portfolio. So I am scratching that personal interest itch with I want to own individual stocks, but the rest of the money is just shoveling every month into some portfolios. Now, people say, oh, you know, the returns aren't that good. Like, I'm just looking up now. I'm looking at the iShares ETF, and it's listed on the Australian Stock Exchange, and the stock code's IVV. Now, that invests in the S&P 500 in the USA. Over the last 10 years, get this, 15.68%. Over the last 5 years, 12%. Over the last 3 years, 14%. And over the last year, 15%. Like, it's just, you can't tell me that you can get those type of returns by having your own portfolio. If you are, you're a professional fund manager. Now, I'll probably get a lot of hate for saying this stuff, but it's just what I do. You can do whatever you want with your money. This is just what I do. I invest into ETFs that have a variety of different stocks, and my focus is on the money that I'm pumping in every month. My focus isn't on what should I buy. Sure, I've got some rats and mice individual stock that I've recently bought out of personal interest, but it is not more than 10% of my portfolio. So let's recap. Five ways to be a better investor. And I'm not saying five ways to be a better trader, because we're not talking about trading. Five ways to be a better investor. One, know you can't beat or game the system. You just got to know it. Number two, don't be a trader. Be a long-term wealth accumulator. Three, systematically invest each X, whether it's each week, each month, each time you get to a certain amount of money, regardless of the market. Just, you know, we're an investor. Understand that volatility is the norm, okay? And it actually doesn't matter, because for the 15 years down the track, I don't really care what the market's doing today, because I know I'm just focusing on pumping that portfolio. And keep your single stock allocation to less than 10% of your portfolio, just in case you put some money in a stock and it gets flushed down the toilet. You're just protecting your whole portfolio. You don't have to do single stocks. I didn't do it for a long time. I've only recently done it just out of personal interest. That's all I've done it for. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys soon. See ya.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.